Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and again, my name is Reeves, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what it means to decompress after you've left your last job. Now, some of this may seem really obvious. You know, you've been working for a firm or a company for a period of time, and for whatever reason, you've made the decision to move on. It could be because you were let go, it could be because you quit, it could be because you've decided to do something completely different. And that's fine, one way or the other. But one of the things that I often tell people is take a moment to really decompress. Now, that's a big word. And some of you are like, what the hell does that mean, decompress? Well, effectively, what I'm saying is, if you've been working for an employer for a particular period of time, you're probably operating on a rhythm. You know, you've been doing something the same way for a set period of time. So let's say, for instance, you've been working for this one employer for a few years now, and you're in a situation where everything you've been doing has been really geared around serving the interest of that particular employer. So now when you stop, I want you to pause for a second and kind of take a moment, and it could be a day or a couple of days, a week, whatever the case, however much time you need, to really stop and look at, are there anything or any habits or routines that you did that maybe you need to readjust? I mean, if you have been conditioned to do things in a particular way at a particular level, you may realize that you've been giving a lot of your time away in terms of how you do things. Like, and this is not trying to be funny or condescending, but I really want you to take stock of how much time you've given away to do certain things. So, for instance, let's say you got a job and that job is now closer, or maybe this is a job that you can now do online. All of a sudden now what you're realizing is, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much time I'm taking getting up in the morning, getting ready, getting myself situated, putting myself in a particular position just to get to work, just to get started. Now you're finding that you now have some extra time. And see, there's a natural inclination to transition how you did your routine from your old job to your new job. But keep in mind, maybe you need to stop and say, okay, instead of me now having to allocate 2 hours to get ready for that job, I only have to allocate another hour. So what am I going to do with that time? Now, if you still want to maintain that routine, just because that routine works for you, well, there's a few things you can do. You can say to yourself, okay, well, now that I know that I no longer have to do that, I can use that hour to work out. I can use that hour to read. I can use that hour to work on some projects that I have been wanting to work on for a period of time. And the same thing, where how many times have we gone to new places of employment and the things that we did in our old one, they tell us right out the gate, you don't have to worry about doing that here. Well, guess what? That's not necessarily a bad thing, because now that means certain skill sets that you used at your other job that you no longer have to use here, you can reallocate them for something else, like for yourself. There's a natural desire to say, bet I ain't got to do that anymore. It's on, baby. Drop it and keep it moving. Well, no. Pause for a second and take a look at that skill set you no longer have to use. Can you use it for yourself? If it's something that frees you up and maybe you don't have to worry about using it at all, you may say to yourself, well, I ain't got to worry about using it at all. It's all good. I'll keep it moving. But if it's a skill that it took you a while to acquire and there's nothing preventing you from being able to use it personally, why not look and see if there's a way you can use it personally? Now, this is going to sound corny, because this is the harsh reality that I think a lot of us overlook. The greatest asset that we have available to us is our own labor. And we often overlook that fundamental fact. So what ends up happening is we go from place to place. And you know, part of the attractivity of what we do whenever we go to new places is we're selling employers that we have acquired skills that can be beneficial to them. Think about this for a second. You're literally taking skills you've acquired from one employer, and in an effort to improve your circumstances, you're effectively saying to a new employer, I got these great skills that I acquired when I was working for someone else that I want to give to you because you can pay me a little bit more. But the problem is what you fail to realize is that they're getting the max out of your skills. You're only getting what they value out of yours. Now, you're going to say, that's a little confusing. Just follow me along with this. You've been doing a particular job, and you've been working there for a long time, and you've acquired all these skills. And so they bring you on. In part, what's so attractive of you is the fact that you have these skills that they are now saying, man, we want to pay you for your skills. And so what ends up happening is they are now having the opportunity to leverage your skills against what they're trying to achieve. And the balance for you, or in their eyes, is that they're going to compensate you for it. Now, in your mind, you're thinking, well, they're paying me for it. I said, yeah, but are they fully paying you? They're paying you what they value. One of my mentors once told me that one of the things that people tend to get frustrated about is that it's not that they're not getting paid what they're worth. It's they're annoyed that their employer is paying them what their employer values them to be worth. So what happens? Well, think about the difference like this. Isn't it wild that a person who has been hired as a CEO can get like a seven-figure salary with a seven-figure golden parachute, which means if they let him go or if he or she quits, she can get this jamming pay on the way out the door. But you've got to fight just to get unemployment if they let you go. Because what they've effectively done is they've effectively said, this is the value we put on the work that you're doing. So why I say that to say, when you are sitting here and you are leaving your old job and you're moving into a new one and you have given yourself the opportunity to kind of, to kind of process accordingly, what you want to do is before you decide to just chuck away all those old skills from the old job or figure out, oh, I'm in a new one, I can just kind of start over from scratch. Before you do that, take a hard stock look at everything you've done. And let me be clear about this. Don't ignore the little details. Don't discount the smaller things. Don't tell yourself that this is not important. Bull crap. Anything that you did at your job is something that somebody else didn't know how to do. As funny as it is, my wife, when she was work started working at a job, they had her working in between before she processed to another section. They had her working in the mailroom aspect of it. And when she started breaking down all the little funky nuances of what she did, I'm thinking, good Lord, I thought it was just open the mail, put her in the shoe. No, it was a lot of things that had to go because where she was working was an integral part of the entire process. So she understood how certain aspects had to be associated with certain things because certain things would be triggered by certain actions that were taken at that level. And what happens is that we often devalue the little things we do at a job that we think anybody else can do. I mean, seriously, it happens all the time. How many of us have found ourselves in a situation where we have convinced ourselves that what we're doing is not really that important? Anybody can do it. I'm like, no, not anybody can because they chose you to do it. So now that you have moved on to a new gig, now that you've decided to move into a new gig, before you, and I know what's gonna happen because a lot of people do it. They transition, they quit on Friday, start a new job on Monday. If you do that, I ain't mad at you. Trust me, I've done it right there with you. Where I've literally quit my job on a Friday and literally transitioned in to a new one on Monday. But use that weekend to decompress, to stop for a second, to write down and analyze everything you've done. And real talk, if you haven't done this, I want you to stop and take a moment to go through your resume and update it accordingly. I mean, like hardcore update it. Start looking at all the little things that you did, all the little nuances and so forth, and start saying to yourself, dang, okay, A, B, C, D, and E. Get every one of those things laid out accordingly. Because what you want to do is you want to say to yourself, okay, this is what I used to do. Let me lay out everything. Let me tell you something. If you've been with an employer for over a year or longer, I bet you've done a lot more things than you think. So you get your resume and all of a sudden you put on like three or four or five bullet points and you're like, what? You did more than three or four or five bullet points. I've helped people with their resumes. And I'm like, didn't you do this? Well, didn't you do this? Didn't you do this? And they're like, well, yeah. Why didn't you put it in there? Why do you think it was important? Because you have been conditioned to believe that because you're not getting a value of a particular level, then some of the things you do must not be that valuable. Therefore, you devalue it. Stop that. So when you get to the point where you look and you have to say to yourself, okay, what did I do there? Take a day. I want you to take a, no, stop that crap. Take a week. Take a normal week where all kind of crazy things happen. I don't care how many committees you were in. I don't care how many times you had to cover for somebody. I want you to think about, for instance, everything. If you had to cover for somebody, what does that mean? Did you have to know their job? Did you have to be able to do their skill sets? Did you get trained up on what they did? Were they doing the same thing as you? Were you doing something completely different? How many committees were you on? Did you get appointed? Did you volunteer? Did you have a role? Were you in leadership? And all of a sudden what happens is you're like, holy crap, I did a lot of stuff. That's right, boo-boo. Take a moment. When you leave your job, stop, decompress, breathe for your own personal well-being, relax, but then take a hardcore critical look at what you have done. Recognize you have probably done a lot more than you completely or truly realize or appreciate. You're valuable, man. Recognize that and reflect on that accordingly. My name is Reeves. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, stay safe out there.